Everybody say, oh yeah!
What's up?
He's better than Oprah.
Come on, y'all!
This is Sean T, and it's time to trust and believe.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome to Trust and Believe. I'm your host, Sean T. We are live from Mykonos, Greece. Give it up. We are in the room with Dig Deeper Nation. Some people from Dig Deeper Nation, people from all over the world. We got the UK, we got Belgium. Where else we got?
New York.
Oh, not the Americans. Nah, y'all don't count. We just going with the international people. But we're here and we're going to have a really fun, fun podcast today. I'm not one to be like, it's all about me, but I have Sarah here. Give it up for Sarah. She said, hey, Sean, I came up with 10,000 questions about you and some of them are easy and some I don't even think you'll know. It's going to be really fun, probably a little silly, and I'm sure to bring out some sort of story and probably some sort of motivation that we can get through. A little more about Sarah. I mean, I can tell you where she works. I can tell you everything she does, but she is just a really fun person, always supportive and happy. And I think most importantly, which a lot of people here really accepts me for all of who I am, which is a really, really great thing because for so long in the fitness industry, I kind of thought I had to be like the insanity guy. And I'm like, this is some bullshit. I'm way more than that. And that's why I talk a lot about not being one dimensional. So thank you for accepting all of my dimensions.
Yes.
Let's go into the portal of Sean T. The questions are going to start off very easy. Y'all going to be like, whatever.
Rapid fire. Just get to know Sean T a little bit.
Okay,
Sean T. What are your kids' names?
Oh, my gosh. Well, their names are Silas and Sander, except Sander I call Sander, and Silas, his nickname is Silas. He always makes up names. Like, he calls me, you know, poopy pants. He calls me Poppy. He calls me all kinds of different names. So I come up with fun names for him. So that's my nickname for him, Silas.
That's great. How long have you and Scott been married?
We have been married for 10, almost 11 years. He is truly the love of my life. A lot of people ask me, do you love Scott more now than you did when you first met him? I'm like, absolutely not. I love him exactly the same. And I know more about him. I understand him more. I know it turns him on a little more. But, you know, there's this thing about love, be it for yourself or for other people, that the foundational love is truly the most powerful and most unjudged, you know? And so, no. Even if we get in a fight and I have to cuss him out, or he has to cuss me out, or, you know, we have to put each other in a place and maybe it's not a good time, you know, he would always be like, you know, I don't want to get into this or whatever and like think that our relationship is over if it's like a bad fight. And I'm always like, no, it'll never be that way because like I love you the same and I want to make this better. Or even if it's like really, we have way more great moments than bad moments, but I just love him the same as day one because it was truly love at first three steps, you know? And so I always go to there.
That's awesome.
You can cry now. Okay, next question. See, I told you, they might be easy questions, but I have stories behind them.
Do you have siblings?
I do. Very good question. I have an older brother who was a twin. His twin passed away of SIDS at 3 months old, which is a really interesting experience because my brother and I are like almost a year apart to the day. And my mom, we grew up basically as twins, same clothes, same this, same that. But there was a point in time when we got to be about 7 or 8 where my brother would start having nightmares about his twin, you know, and he doesn't remember. I mean, maybe they were 3. So that was my first experience of like that spiritual energetic connection that when people leave this earth, that they're still here with you. Oh my God, I'm getting the chills. When I was 20 and my brother was 21, my mom decided that she wanted to have a little fun on, you know, with a friend. Needless to say, I have a sister who is 20 years younger than me. And her name is Artiana. So yeah, I have a sister and she has, how many kids does she have? 3? Oh, she's going to have 4 kids. Oh, Lord, Jesus, take the wheel. But that's a whole other situation. Artiana, I love you. Right. And my brother's name is Ennis. So yes, I have 2 siblings. Wait a minute, I'm not done. And I found out about 3.5 years ago that I have a half-sister from Ancestry.com.
Awesome.
And so I, Scott, myself, a lot of you know Alex and Scott's parents. We all did the Ancestry.com. You know, we'd be like, oh my gosh. The story goes, Scott wanted to see if he was not 100% white. He was like, I'm 100% white. I'm 100% nothing.
Yeah.
And so I always knew I was like 25% Caucasian and, you know, 75% black and his parents. And we got our results back. And he's like, I told you I was 100% white. You know, I don't know why we laugh about it, but it's just so funny because just our relationship. I don't know if you ever did one of those tests, but, you know, I signed up for it so that you could get notifications if you have second cousins, third cousins, like distant family members. And so my mom and my brother was like, hey, like check your ancestry.com because there's a woman who says that she's our cousin. And so I never met my biological father. I had contact with him for a little bit and I was like, this is not it. And so I ended the contact. The rest of my family talks to him. I don't have time for that. But she reached out to him. The woman reached out to him and was like, hey, you know, she thought he was her uncle and his brother who had passed away was her dad. And he told her, he's like, no, I got your mom pregnant in high school. He's black. Her mom was white. They took her mom out of school because her parents didn't want, one, for her to know that she was pregnant, and 2, that she was pregnant by a black guy. And she was made to give her daughter up for adoption. And so on Ancestry.com, it came back and we found out that she was actually my half-sister.
Wow.
So I have yet to meet her. I'm really excited to meet her. I don't go home that much. That's a whole nother podcast. I can't wait to meet her because apparently she's like a wonderful human being. So
awesome.
Yeah.
That's so such a cool story.
Hopefully that'll be a podcast if she wants to talk about it. That'll be fun. And I'll see if she has a little bit of my personality. She's older. She's actually my oldest sibling. She's 1 year older than my brother. And then there's my brother. And then there's me. And then my sister 20 years later. There you go. So.
Okay, so we all know, you know, the pandemic happened.
Yes.
2 great things from Shanti came out of the pandemic. Mm-hmm. Can you recall what 2 things you created from
One
the pandemic?
One is Dig Deeper Nation.
Yep.
For freaking sure.
Mm-hmm.
My dreads? I don't know. I don't know what the second
wine
thing
Wine Night.
Was.
Didn't Wine Night come out?
Oh, Wine Night did. That was Scott. That was awesome. Dig Deeper Nation was me. Wine Night was Scott. That's where, but you know, I will say, because what happened was the pandemic happened, we're stuck at home. Obviously, our nannies aren't coming. We're stuck at home with these terrible 2s. We're not having intimacy. We're not doing this. He's like, you know what? Friday nights, we need to like do something. We need to have wine nights, send the boys with mom and dad. And then, you know, and so now we have wine night. We still have wine night, just on a different platform, honey. Yeah. But, it's great. But yeah, Wine Night is great. And, you know, I was talking to Michael at the pool, and that was just another, like, springboard to me just being like, this is me. Like, I'm not one-dimensional. Like, this is more who I am. And I knew doing Wine Night, and I knew sharing more about who I am and more of my ratchet side that, like, I would lose, quote-unquote, I don't like even like calling people fans. I would lose people that otherwise like me for my workouts. And I'm just like, cool, like,
Those are my people.
Yeah, because I don't like being trapped in a box. Yeah. And the older I get, better it gets, I should say. So.
All right, one more easy one. Oh, okay. What is one of your favorite songs to karaoke?
Fuck You by CeeLo Green. See, I'm driving around town with the girl I love. Fuck you. Yes. And Stay by Rihanna and, is it Maroon 5? Stay. And the entire Rent soundtrack. But CeeLo Green, a fun story is, I don't know how much you all know how much I love Serena Williams. Like, she was like such an inspiration for me over the 11-year period that I, what, 12 years now ago that I started playing tennis. And we were invited to her red carpet event. I hadn't met her before. And we were invited to her red carpet event for Delta, and it was a karaoke. Mm-hmm. And I got up there and I sang that song, and I was so excited in front of all these people. It was weird.
It's fun. You also sang it on your birthday when we podcasted it, year that you smashed the cake in your face.
Yes. That was very
I was at home watching that, like, yeah.
Yes, I remember that. That's I had awesome. The white long
your white
jumpsuit.
Yes, yeah.
I did.
Yeah.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
All right, let's get into some like workout stuff.
Okay, cool.
All right, you have a very famous soundbite. And it's, come on, y'all, let's go, right?
Yes, okay.
What workout is that from?
That is from, it's either Max Plyo or, no, Max Interval Circuit. Max Plyo? What is it from?
More power and resistance.
Oh, but do y'all want to know the story behind that?
Yes.
Does anyone know the story behind that? Oh, my God. So... y'all did Insanity this morning, so you know how hard Insanity is, right? I'm going to say this because it's true. When people would shoot workout DVDs or workouts, you know, for Beachbody, they would do like 10 minutes and then they would cut and they were like, okay, we're going to do this again, like to whatever. Hip Hop Abs, I did in 3 segments. So if you really do Hip Hop Abs, you'll see like when it cuts, I'm not sweating anymore. My makeup's back together. Right? And so it is so weird, but so cool. But, so I told him, I was like, in Insanity, I'm like, we're absolutely not doing that. I was like, we're going to run through. I want people to see people getting tired. I want people to see people taking a break. I'm like, because I cannot have these people at home, literally like, they're never stopping. Like, they're never stopping. You know, I'm like, no, I want the real, raw, this shit is bananas, yo. Like, when I say that, I'm like, you know, I'm like, oh my gosh, this is so hard. Core power resistance.
So
let me tell you. Cardio power resistance. Yeah. So Andrea Ambandos, who is my director for most of my workouts, she is literally one of my favorite humans on the planet. And just a couple of days ago, I sent her a random text. I'm like, oh my gosh, I was thinking about you. I love you so much. She is just wonderful. I've known her since 2004. And so we finished this workout, and she was like, you know, Sean, like, everyone's form was like really bad. And, you know, I just think we're going to have to do this again. I said, no, the fuck we ain't. And she is a New Yorker. She curses. Like, we never got into a fight. But like, I know if I'm pissed, like, I can curse her. She's like, yeah, bitch. Like, that's just how we talk to each other. So she was like, okay, come back here and watch. And I'm like, damn, these bitches look bad. Right? I'm like, these motherfuckers is looking ratchet. People bent over, backs rounded. So there was a point in a workout where I'm like, we have to do this again because it was just a safety thing for me. So then we do like the first, we do that section. And then that's when I'm like pissed because I'm like, why are y'all looking like this? I'm like, come on, y'all. So I'm like actually mad when I say, come on, y'all. So I was so mad because I'm like, you know, Scott will tell you, Chip and all of my team will tell you, I'm a one-take wonder. Not that I like to be perfect, but I like to prepare enough to, you know, whatever. And then, so anyway, that's where, come on, y'all, let's go.
Like, I've always wondered that, and it's so inspirational in that moment, and you can just, like, feel it coming through. And
I was like,
to hear the
devil.
Story, that's great.
Like,
yeah.
My ears were smoking. Like, I was just like, because it's so hard, and we were filming two workouts a day.
Oh, God.
No, it was terrible. It was terrible. Another little fun fact. You guys want to know what I had at the very end of the shoot? Yeah. The very end of the shoot, like, you know, now they have like donuts and cake. I don't want anything now. I'm like, I'm going home to my kids and my husband. But so y'all know I'm from the hood, right? I was like, I wanted a 40. I had them have a 40 and a paper bag. And I turned it up. I was like, oh my, I'm sure we have footage of that somewhere. Because Lara, who is this woman that she's one of my best friends, and she was my producer who found me in the gym. She was like, you know, what do you want? Like, you know, we want to celebrate. I'm like, just bring me a 40 in a paper bag. Yeah, it was fun.
Okay, so if I'm doing an X jump into an X plank at the end of a workout with Steve, what workout am I doing?
Well, you're doing max 30. Mm-hmm. And I believe it's max out 15.
Yeah.
Oh!
Yeah. Nice job, Sean. That's all, like, I know we're at the end and you're like, get ready, y'all. Here comes hell. And
oh, my God. Like, ah. Yo, I want to tell you guys a little fun story about when we created Max 30, we lived in the house we moved out of, like, I guess a couple of years ago, and we created this gym. And I just remember being in this gym. And so the X jump, X plank, I didn't make up that move. That was my friend Mandy, who was in month 2 of Insanity. She's the woman who actually taught me how to teach aerobics. She came out. I was like, come out, because I need like people who can actually finish this workout to test it with me. And so we did a lot of stuff. And I was like, I want different moves in Insanity. And so she did X jump, X plank. And I'm sure you guys know the burpee lunge in Max 30. That was Danielle Natoni. So if you want to cuss somebody out, cuss her out.
Danielle.
I was like, you want us to do what? I'm like, oh my gosh, yes, this is awesome. So there you go.
All right, here's the next kind of in workout quote.
Okay.
You ready?
Oh, okay. This is great.
Why you got your eyes closed, Andy? God can't help you with this.
This is Asylum. He was in a squat and he had, was a dumbbell up here. And I have to say, it wasn't Upper Elite. Was it Power Legs? Yes! Oh my gosh, oh my gosh. Thank you, thank you, thank you. This is fun, Sarah. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh, I have 100% right now. Let's I graduated college with honor, so if I don't get 100%, I'm gonna be pissed.
All right, you okay. Ready?
Yes.
What is the first move in the Insanity Fit Test?
Oh. Fuck me. We have power knees. We have globe jumps. We have suicide jumps. We have power jumps. There's 8 moves. Fuck me, Jesus. We have... Oh no, this is horrible. Oh, we have the ski abs? No. No, 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 no.
Should we make
no.
him do it?
No. The first move? Frog jumps? No. Is it power knees? Wait, give me one more. I get it. Hold on. You want to know what I'm doing in my head right now? I'm literally visualizing Chris and Tanya because they're in there with me. And I'm like, I'm glad I ain't got to do this shit.
But you're missing two. You're missing the first and the last, because that's the other question. What's the last move?
Oh, shit.
Yeah. You want to phone a friend?
No. I could phone a friend right now. That would be actually funny. That would be funny, actually. Does anybody else know?
Switch games.
Yeah. No, I do not want to do them. What's that?
Oblique knees.
That's the last knees.
One. Yeah.
Yes.
Switch yes. kicks and oblique knees. Knees. Yeah.
All right. So you win. Now do them. No. I will tell you, though, that there are two moves that you will never see me do on DVD again. One is power jumps. Never. I mean, I'll do it in body, but I won't do it in a program. I only do it in body because you people are like sadomasochists. Like, y'all want to do that? and switch kicks. Nope. High switch kicks. Low switch kick, yes. But the high ones, absolutely not. I don't have anything to do with it. There's nothing about my life that needs it anymore. I'm done.
We're going to see Jackie work.
Oh, yes. Okay.
Okay. You ready?
Yes, I'm ready. All right. Yeah.
In Asylum, you go toe-to-toe with Lori, who comes from what branch of military?
I don't even remember Lori. Lori?
Yeah, it's a guy, Lori.
Lloyd. Now you're wrong. It's Lloyd. He's in the army.
No, he's Marine.
No, Lloyd?
Marine.
Lloyd? No, Daniel's a Marine. Daniel's a Marine. Lloyd is in the army. Yeah.
Your Lloyd sounds like Lori on the
DVD. Lori. Maybe it was my gay slang coming in there. But this,
I thought
this,
he was Marine.
But no, he's army.
There's one line Daniel. You're like, I'm going toe to toe.
It's Daniel.
And it's Daniel.
Yeah. But good job.
A for effort.
So fun fact though, this tattoo, I'm gonna do a tattoo tour of my body soon. The tattoo on my shoulder here, Lloyd drew that. So he's actually a comic artist, incredibly talented. And so I asked Scott, like, name something from land, water, sky, and it was like an animal. Animals describe me, but he also added a redwood tree. So anyway, he described me as an eagle, a cheetah, a lion, a redwood, and what was in the water? Aquaman, you said, I think.
Aquaman.
Yeah. And so that's what this tattoo is. And I sent that to Lloyd.
I've always wondered what that was.
Yeah, I sent that to Lloyd, and he drew this tattoo. And he is a very special human. Like, he's one of those people, you know, I always say, like, there's a lot of people out there who, like, they're not famous or, you know, but he's just like such a special human. He is literally a ride or die friend. And I just, like, I hung out with him every day during Insanity. That's why someone asked me, what was my favorite workout to film? I think someone asked me that.
Yeah, I asked you that. Yeah.
And he's one of the main reasons why.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's wonderful. Awesome. Yeah.
That's great. Okay. Okay, so Johnny from Insanity.
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of dance did he do?
Break dance. Oh, yeah. Johnny is like, Johnny is Johnny. Come on, you got to give me something harder than that. Okay. Like the Insanity Fit Test, which is what I should know.
Sean Week Day 5, what is it?
Sean Week Day 5. So we start with, boom, Rip Sanity?
Yeah.
Yes.
Awesome.
Thank you very much.
Who are the two cast members in Insanity Fast and Furious?
Oh, okay. One is Rachel, right? No, who's the girl? Who's the girl? Is it Tanya?
No.
Oh, Anna Kaiser. Yeah. Anna Kaiser. Oh, yeah. Sorry, Anna. I love you. So Martin.
Yeah.
But he's the guy I broke my engagement off with. Who I was talking to somebody that they broke an engagement off. Yeah, he was. Yes. So Martin from Asylum, I was engaged to him. Yeah. It's an incredibly nice guy, but just wasn't my guy. I'm sure he still hates me to this day. But I've never said anything bad about him, you know? But anyway, so that's just keeping it real. You get the inside scoop. But that brings me to a point, because a lot of people have a hard time breaking off engagements, breaking up with people because they're a nice guy or because they want to please other people. And I'm like, just because someone's really great doesn't mean they're for you or for you to be with them. They will take it as they're a horrible person a lot of times. And even if you tell them, the point is a lot of people stay with people because of expectation, because of pressure, and because that person's a good person. But you can be a really great person, but not a great person that I want to be with for the rest of my life. And so I know there's a lot of people out there that struggle with that. The irony of it is, which only one person was like disappointed that I broke up with him, but the irony of it is, like, how many people will be disappointed in you for making that decision when they didn't have to live that life, you know? And so it goes from that and beyond that, even just about decisions you make in your life. Like, you need to do what it is that you need to do. And that's why I talk about being positively selfish all the time. I will say it over and over and over and over again, because people still, they'll hear it and they still will make decisions based on making other people happy. And I always say, those people not being happy with you about that decision aren't going to bed thinking about you. They're just not happy with you when they're in person with you or when they're talking negatively about you. But all this space and time in between, they're not thinking about you, but you're thinking about the fact that they're mad at you. And that's why you should never do things for other people. And at the end of the day, when you break up with somebody who you're not supposed to be with, even if they're wonderful, you're freeing them too.
Yeah.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Through all of your workout programs, name all the modifiers.
Oh, okay. Tanya. Hip Hop Abs was Tanya. Rock and Body was Tanya. T25 was Tanya. Then we went to Asylum. Mandy did the bands. I don't think there was a modifier. She did the bands. And was there one in volume 2? Danielle. Yeah. And then my hunky husband and Max 30 split it with Danielle. And then from Max 30, was size next? There was no modifier in size. And then Sean Week was Julie Vorse.
And?
There was somebody else. Oh, yeah. Jessica. The reason why I always get confused with Jessica is because she was actually in the workouts too with her like messy bun jumping up and down. I always forget she was a modifier. And also she did the modifications for like a couple workouts that I did that was kind of like to the side. That was Sean Week. And then Matt Transform 20 was Olivia. Oh, she is a wonderful human being. And then Let's Get Up. Oh, Alexia. Oh my gosh, I love her so much.
And who's the new modifier?
And then the modifier for T25 Delta is Sabrina, who's absolutely fabulous. She is a wonderful human being. I love her. And for my new program that I'm coming out with, there won't be a modifier at all because it's going to be for everybody because awesome. It's about strength.
Speaking of Transform 20, What is the first move you created for Transform 20?
Besides, you know, the basic taps thing, I think it was lunge squat. Everything I do, believe it or not, if you really pay attention to it, almost 99.9% of the exercise that I do in every single workout, whether it's a dance program or not, happens in a 4 count or an 8 count. Mm-hmm. Like in and out abs, or if you like burpee lunge, down, back, in, up, down, back, in, up. Like everything happens, like even if I'm doing like moving push-ups, everything happens in a rhythm and a cadence. So even in Transform 20, like everything happens in pretty much a 4 count or a 2 count. That's just like something that, a little inside scoop. That's why when people say, I'm not coordinated, I'm like, that's because you ain't following it right. There are some movements that are a little difficult, but okay.
In Insanity Max 30, who says, if I can't do one more, I'll do 3?
Melissa Alicantara. Yeah, she is wonderful. And I don't know how much you know about her, but she ended up becoming Kim Kardashian's trainer. She's not her trainer anymore, but she's doing really well in fitness. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, you guys should follow her. She was on my podcast.
Oh, she was?
Yeah, she has an episode on my podcast. She's great.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Speaking of your podcast, there is a question here about your podcast. So obviously we know Trust and Believe is your podcast, but you had a podcast before that. What was it called?
Define Your Life. I mean, I love Trust and Believe, but I did Define Your Life with CBS. So when I wanted to switch over, I couldn't take the name. Ah. Yeah. Can we get that back? I love Trust and Believe, but I think Define Your Life can go a long way, like with my retreats and like a lot of like different avenues of my career. And I could write a book called Define Your Life.
Yeah. We all know that you are very emotional and you like to cry and you wear your heart on your sleeve. There are two programs that you cry in. Mm-hmm. One of them is during a workout, and the other one is during a different point in the program. What programs?
Well, twice in Transform 20, a little bit in the beginning, but at the very, very end, because it was just like so emotional. And it was the first program that I did where I was supported and giving the mental motivation, because, you know, I love that Beachbody now has health esteem. And, you know, I love y'all, but like, I've been talking about this for years. You know what I mean? And so, not that they didn't support me, but I don't think they understood the emotion behind fitness. 99% of the people who do my workouts aren't going to be a fitness model. And so we need to stop treating them as such. I started to dislike the before and after picture, because a before and after picture makes it seem like it happens like that. That side by side, instead of like, this is the journey you need to go on. And so anyway, Transform 20 was one. I don't remember the other one.
Let's Get Up.
I cry a lot. I cried in Let's Get Up?
Yeah.
When? Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yes. The only way is
And let up. Me tell you, like, when I need like an emotional release, I put that on. And I dance with you, Sean.
That was, oh, I love that one.
Yeah.
So in Let's Get Up, every song had an inspiration. It was inspired by another one. And that, the only way it is up, was inspired by The Cure from Lady Gaga. So if you listen to the song The Cure, I will be right by your side. Yeah, so that's, that song was inspired by that. So, and then my friend produced the song, who feels me, and like the woman, it was just like this big connection. And then so when I finally performed the song, I actually, believe it or not, I don't remember the scene in which I cried, but I need to do it now, I guess.
Yeah.
Maybe we should do it for fun here.
Yeah. So we got Speed 1.0, 2.0, and 3.0. Those are all in T25, mm-hmm. right? Which program has Speed 4.0, and what do you call it at the end of the workout?
So Sean Week has Speed 4.0, and I will never do that workout again. It is hell on earth. That's why when people are like, are you going to do a speed 5.0 for, no, I'm absolutely not doing that. Burpee hell?
No. You remember what you called at the end?
Does anyone else remember what I called it at the end?
Speed 100.0.
Yeah. It was terrible. Yeah. It was really terrible. It was terrible. Okay.
Okay.
Are we going to do four more questions?
Okay, cool. What workout do you not give the cast a water break after the warm up? And the quote is, not with me, not today.
The crazy part is, I don't even remember that workout. I just know that I say that. After the warm up. Oh, shoot. I don't know.
Is sweat intervals.
Oh, my God. Is it month one? No, yeah, because that's max out sweat. Yo, sweat intervals to me is, like everyone says, Friday fight or round two is the hardest. For me, sweat intervals is the hardest workout in that program. It is absolutely terrible. And I didn't give them a water break. That's terrible.
Yeah, like, yeah. Oh, not God. With me, not today. Okay, well, a little tidbit about me. My favorite workout.
Yes.
You probably can't guess my favorite workout.
I can't, because you...
I love them all.
Yeah.
My favorite workout is Sweatfest.
Oh, so yeah. You want to know the story behind that before you... Okay, ask me this what
is
you're going to ask.
Well, this is what I think it is. I think it's an Insanity promo video, right?
Oh, yeah.
And it's probably with your test group.
Yes.
Because it's like in this weird hallway.
Yeah, with the banner. It's not a test group. But we were filming an Insanity infomercial, just like another infomercial for the next year. And it's at the Javits Center in New York City.
Mm. So here's the question associated with that.
Yeah.
Where in the Beachbody catalog can you find it?
It's in Max 30, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like the bonus in Max 30.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's not in Insanity, which like throws you off.
Yeah.
Right?
But it's so good. All right. Two more questions. These
All
are
right.
Good.
Two more questions.
You really put some thought into this. Okay.
All right. Insanity Max 30, what cast member says, I love to hate you?
I have no idea.
It's in Max Out 15. Jackie hits you on the way back to like your spot. And he's like, we're going to go see Jackie work. And then you go back.
Oh my gosh.
And she's
Wait,
like,
who, oh, Jackie.
Jackie. Yeah.
Was it? Oh, yeah.
Jackie. She's doing 1, 2, 3 switch kicks, too.
Yes. Yeah. She's going for it, too.
Yeah.
I do remember that. But yeah, I don't remember. You know they talked so much trash to me. They hate me. I don't remember.
You know the switch kick queen, too. Shannon.
Yes.
Oh, my God. Ooh. Shannon, I want to be you when I grow up. Actually, Alicia is my spirit animal.
Alicia's amazing. Yeah. Yes. All right. Last question. Make it good.
If I'm going to church with Shanti, what program am I doing?
The Church of Insanity. I don't know.
Go to church?
Oh, you're doing Let's Get Up. Yeah. Anyway, thank you for coming to my podcast, everybody. That was really fun. Zara, thank you so much for making me learn a little bit more about myself. I think I did pretty good.
I think you did awesome. And getting A+.
Backstory. Yeah. So, and those of you who maybe it's your first time listening to the podcast, you got a little bit more insight about me and how weird some of my community is for knowing all this stuff. Just kidding. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Trust and believe in who you are.